The group of 10 concerned voters plunked down a total of $1,500, or $100 per precinct, for 15 precincts, the required fee for a recount earlier this month. They made the request after multiple reports of voting problems during the April 3rd Anchorage municipal election. Linda Kellen-Beagle is one of the voters who filed the request for the recount. She also writes for the political blog The Mudflats, along with several activists. She says she's glad the recount's happening, but she's worried it's not being done correctly.
Number one, they're not following the procedure laid out in Title 28 of the municipal code. They're supposed to be counting the ballots against the signed registers, you know, the register that everybody signs when they come in to vote. They're not doing that. There's no explanation as to why. They instead are counting it against the AccuVote count.
Last week, the Anchorage Assembly certified the election despite the reports of problems. Municipal Clerk Barbara Grunstein supervised the election. I took Kellen-Beagle's concerns about the recount to Grunstein, and she said she was not sure whether her team would check the ballots against the voter registers. Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler said the ballots cast in each of the 15 precincts will be compared with the voter registers for each precinct at the end of the process, once the comparisons with the voting machines are done. Kellen-Beagle also has other things she's worried about. She says the clerk's office is not counting absentee and question ballots, of which there were many more cast than usual in this election. Grunstein says there's nothing she can do about that. Plus, she's just following code. If a vote is accepted, it's mixed in with other question and absentee ballots.
And we do that for voter secrecy. They're opened and they're separated from their envelope, so there's no way to put them back into the envelope and put them in the right precinct.
Kellen-Beagle says she's also perplexed that there seems to be no established counting procedure for the recount. Grunstein says that's true.
The way of recounting by hand is not prescribed, and different teams do it differently. They've brought that up to me, but certain members have agreed that people are more comfortable doing things different ways, and so I don't think that's an issue.
The clerk's office finished the initial recount Friday, but found that races in 7 of the 15 precincts they looked at did not match up, so they started recounting them again. There was also one entire precinct where the number of ballots exceeded the number of votes cast in the voting machine. That's being recounted too. Grunstein anticipates her office will present a report on the hand recount to the Assembly on May 22nd. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.